hate to say I told you so.
Hey, don't push your luck. That override code has never failed me before.
Well, you're in New Zealand now. Welcome to the Twilight Zone.
Stay here. I've got a call to make.
Gonna call Kessler's? Hey, if you get through, give Rick my best.
No signal.
Oh, what a surprise. You'll find you can't get one anywhere in Claiborne. And when you try a landline, it'll be busy.
The number I call won't be busy.
Oh, I'll bet you $20 at 10 to 1.
You're pretty sure of yourself, aren't you?
Well, have I been wrong yet? The cave was haunted. You couldn't get into the station. How much more proof do you need?
All right. So how did you get through to Rick?
Well, you've got to be at least 15 Ks out of town. I find Kawakawa is quite a good place to call from.
Where's that?
40 minutes drive.
You got a car?
Yeah.
Good. We'll go this afternoon.
No, I'm on vacation.
Your vacation is hereby rescinded.
Then I'm free to go.
So, how are you feeling, Edith?
I was fine till you turned up.
You've had a relapse then. That's not good. I'll have to prescribe more bed rest.
You'll do no such
thing. I'm just doing my job, Mrs. Alford. I'm sorry, I mean Edith.
I want to get back to the shop before Sadie rearranges it again.
Look, your blood sugar level's not good. I don't think you're ready for that.
I feel fine.
Edith, if you don't take care, you'll be back in hospital. Neither of us wants that. If you're smart, you'll limit your work hours to half a day.
I'll do what I like.
Well, that's what caused your setback to begin with. Are you taking your medication?
Yes!
Good. I'll check in tomorrow.
Oh, don't bother.
Oh, it's no bother.
Yeah, I know I was supposed to be back by now, Heather, but a few things have come up. Oh, you know Dad. Financial problems all over the place. A few more days. Hey, I looked at some houses when I was in Whangarei. Yep. Oh, a couple of nice ones. If you want a project, I saw one that needed some doing up.
Stop tying up my line, will you? I'm expecting a call.
Just a second. Who from?
Well, I don't know. Someone. It's a business phone.
I'll call you tonight, sweetheart. Give the kids a hug. Me too.
So, what did you see that needs doing up?
Oh, nothing that concerns you. I'll get out of your hair.
I'm leaving. Grab some Barocca from behind the bar, will you?
Get it yourself.
Philip, don't be such a bad sport.
The game's not over yet, Dad.
It is for you. Oh, did Troy drop in?
He did actually. Said he couldn't make your meeting.
And what else did he say?
I'm not your secretary.
If you see Mike, tell him I need to see him.
Mike! The old man wants you in the pub.
Be there in a sec.
Oh, don't worry, mate. I'll come to you.
He's in a bad mood, Mike. I wouldn't piss him off.
Oh, no. Better get in there or he'll have my guts for garters.
Good thinking. Marta?
I'll see you later, Philip.
I said I needed to see you, Mike. What don't you understand about that?
Oh, sorry, Mr. Buchanan. My mind was somewhere else.
I'm not paying your mind to be anywhere else. I need you on the ball when we make the Maori World pitch to Mr. Tyson.
Yeah, I know.
Look, I need you to fancy up that Maori stuff like you did with Philip. Are you listening to me?
Eh?
I told you, I'm paying your mind to be here.
Oh, don't worry about it.
I will worry about it. You're not paying any bloody attention to me.
Hey, Frank, leave the boy alone.
You pull your head in, Marta. I just want to make sure the boy comes up with the goods.
It doesn't help if you're on his back every minute of the
fine, day. Fine. You two sort it out then.
Do you want me to come to Māori World with you?
No.
I can explain the way we do things and why.
Oh, explain why you lied to me.
Mike, look, you don't understand.
Oh, stay away from me. I don't want you around and I don't want to talk to you. I mean, why should I believe anything you say?
Claiborne was made with the help of your broadcasting feed, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.